This is Ozarks at Large. A new report out yesterday shows Arkansas's unemployment rate dropped 0.2 percentage point last month to 7.7%. That compares to the national rate of 8.5%. Kimberly Friedman is a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services.
It's been 4 months that the number of employed has increased. As far as the industry that saw the largest increase, that was expected. Actually, trade, transportation, and utilities saw an increase of 2,600 jobs, and most of that gain occurred in retail trade, which saw an increase of 2,300 jobs, and that was a result of seasonal hiring for the holidays.
But Friedman notes that much of the expansion in retail was with temporary positions for the holiday rush. Sectors that lost jobs were in leisure and hospital and in government.
Meanwhile, the Arkansas Workforce Services officials say they believe the state can pay off $330 million it received from the federal government to help pay laid-off workers in the next 3 years. Friedman says the state needed the federal funds once the economic recession hit Arkansas.
We initially had to get an advance starting in April 2009, and, you know, that's definitely when the recession was really going on pretty strong here in Arkansas. But with more employers having to close and lay off people, that's less money in taxes that they had to pay into the system. But then all those people were qualifying for benefits. And so that's more money going out of the trust fund to assist them with unemployment insurance benefits.
Governor Mike Beebe is making stops in the region today. He's scheduled to address the 4th annual Arkansas Aerospace Summit in Fort Smith. The meeting brings together leaders of Arkansas's aerospace companies, along with government, education, and workforce representatives at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Earlier, he was scheduled to visit Sparks Regional Medical Center for a demonstration of the AOK Healthcare Consortium's telemedicine program. The governor was to witness a simulation of how doctors in Fort Smith can diagnose and treat a stroke patient in another city.
Asbell Elementary School in Fayetteville has been awarded a $100,000 grant from Target Corporation. The grant to Asbell is part of Target's pledge to award $1 billion in support of education by the end of 2015. 50 schools in the country were selected to receive a $100,000 grant based on nominations from viewers of The Ellen DeGeneres Show. More details will be announced during an assembly this afternoon.
Trinity Junior High School of Fort Smith won the Arkansas Middle School Science Bowl this weekend. Trinity students competed against 16 other teams from across the state in one of the nation's first regional competitions of the 22nd annual U.S. Department of Energy National Science Bowl. The Trinity team will be awarded an all-expense-paid trip to the national finals in Washington, D.C., which are scheduled for April 26th through the 30th of this year.
University of Arkansas men's and women's track and field teams continue to enjoy high national rankings in the latest editions of the U.S. Track and Field Coaches Poll. The men are ranked number one in the country. The women are ranked third. Both will host the Razorback Invitational inside the Randall Tyson Track Center this weekend, beginning tomorrow morning at 11.
There's another high ranking for an Arkansas team. The Razorback baseball team is ranked fourth in the country in the preseason poll from Baseball American, released yesterday. Arkansas opens the season Friday, February 17th at home against Villanova.
And there are a few chances to see college sports in the area tonight. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith basketball teams host Central Oklahoma tonight. The women tip at 5:30. The men follow at 7:30. And the Arkansas men's basketball team hosts Auburn tonight at 8.
The inaugural Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week will be held Monday, March 5th through Saturday the 10th at East Square Plaza on the Fayetteville Town Square. This event will feature fashion, jewelry, raffles, parties, and more. Proceeds to benefit charities throughout Northwest Arkansas. Tickets and more information are available on the web at nwafw.com.